Good morning, Bemesechet Erchin Daf Yud Aleph. She will be the Fuashleim of Devorah Sarah Bat Miriam. Okay. All right, so we're starting the Daf at the bottom of Yud Amud Bet. Amar Bashul Amar Bat Amar Shmuel. So we carry on now with all, we mentioned a whole list of instruments that are in the Beit HaMikdash. And that were got destroyed or got damaged, they got fixed, not destroyed, got damaged and got fixed, and the sounds changed. And to see, basically, we ended off by saying, Ali Talel Cham Chokhmato Vidal Gibor Begvurato. And basically, we saw that what was given by Hashem to Moshe and in the Midbar worked as it meant to work. Came Chamim and they changed it. The Gemara now brings another story here. Amar Shilo Amar Matna Amar Shmuel Magrefa Hayata Bemikdash. And we all know what a Magrefa is. A Magrefa is like a spade. That they used the spade. Look at Rashi, yeah, Magrefa, Sheba Gorfinet Deshin Amizbeach, Vidil Vahu Kain Vidil Vahu Kain Kaf, like a spade, which they used in the morning for Trumat Hadeshin Yikudeshin. But Tosfot asks a very important question over here. Why are we discussing Magrefot, spades, in the middle of our discussion about musical instruments? Look at Tosfot over here, very last line there. Pirush per contrast, Rashi explains, he says in contrast, she gorfin ba hadeshin, which you use to clean up the deshin, the leftovers, like the burnt stuff, you know, what do you call it?
The ashes,
thank you. The kashe, it's difficult, the ha hayata kli zemer, it was a musical instrument. Ela nir'a lefaresh, it seems that we've got to explain, the shnei minei magrefot hayu, there were two different types of magrefot, Achat le deshen v'achat shel shir. So in Rashi, this magrefa over here, now this is my own interpretation, is probably the editors found this magrefa somewhere else. Maybe Rashi didn't write this here. Why would Rashi write on a musical instrument that it's a kli that you use to clean out the ashes? Don't know answer to that. But anyhow, that is... don't know how to answer that one. If anyone's got a good idea or an answer, I'm very happy to hear it.
Support for Rashi from the meat, which states that the shovel served multiple purposes.
They actually used the shovel for multiple purposes. That they used the shovel both for, like, that's not what Tosfot says. Tosfot says there were two types. Okay, interesting answer. Okay, sure. All right, so now this magrefa, which has been whatever it was, whether it was a musical instrument or whether it was, like I didn't say it was the same thing used for doth, whatever the case was. Okay. So anyhow, the story goes as follows. This magrefa asaran nekavayu, it had 10 holes in it. Right? And the Kuru Rashi there, each hole had like a reed. Each reed there were 10 holes. This is like some sort of like a modern day organ, you can imagine, right? Like an ancient organ. So you've got this spade, this platter. It's got 10 holes. Each hole has got a reed coming out. Each reed's got 10 holes. So you can imagine some sort of like, multiple people playing or some sort of different sounds. Each hole of each of these kanim had a different sound. So 10 reeds with 10 holes times 10 is 100 holes. Right, and 100 different sounds coming out of this thing. That is what.
And it rakes as well.
And it can also clean the ashes, yes. Maybe all the noise blew the ashes away. But Manita Talmud, we've got a brayta that says, He ama, that it's a half a meter, the gavoa ama, and half a meter tall, the ukata yotza hemena. What's it like a handle? What's it a cutter? Yeah. Right, come out of it. Vasarana kavim ayuba, there were 10 holes. Kolecha motzi mea minaze. Each hole had 100 sounds. Nimtzad kula motzia elef minaze. So it wasn't 100 sounds, it was 1,000 sounds. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'sima naich. And the way you can remember the difference between the Rabbi Shilo Amar Rav Matan, what he says in Amar Shmuel, and what the Brighter says is matnita guzma. Okay, guzma is exaggerated. That the Brighter is much more exaggerated. Now, The question is, how do you use the understand the term exaggerated? Look at Rashi, yeah? But is it saying ignore the bright that's talking nonsense? Just making it a noise? Or are we saying, no, there is a valid argument to the brighter side. Just the way to remember what it means is the brighter is an exaggerated amount as opposed to Shmuel. Okay? Derech Rashiya. The Derech Mishnayot, Leshanot Guzma. He says the Mishnah does right kagon henech the amar b'shchit atchudim b'perik gid hanashe. Now, if you're looking at a Gershom here for a second,
what does that Rashi mean?
Sorry,
what does that Rashi mean?
That Rashi is telling us that the Mishnahs do sometimes maybe say things more than they should. Look at Rabbi Gershom on the previous Amud. Look at Rashi in the previous Amud. Go back the second wide lines of Rabbi Gershom at the bottom. Matnita guzma. HaMishneh Achitzona, that's the brighter, Mut'eit Le'olam, is always wrong. So Rabbeinu Gershom didn't have much time for this one.
Is there Simanet? Usually
Simanet. Yeah, exactly. That's why I said it. You can see it different ways. You can see here that Rabbeinu Gershom is telling us Matnitin Guzma, and the Simanech, and therefore there might be one to say no, that the Mishnah is not Guzma, and there is such an argument, and that's why the Simanech, there are two sides to Machloket. I don't know. Okay, now we move on with the Mishnah. Now, I think I actually overlooked when we learned the Mishnah. I don't think I paid too much attention to us. If you look at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, so we said who were the people that did the work in the, we said that there were Ein Pochdim Asrim and they played these musical instruments, V'lo Ayam Mechalek Ben Aviv Yechidi B'nei Shu Mechalek V'Avdei Kohanim Ayu. And who were they? They were the Avdei Kohanim. And I think I just skipped over that. If you look at the Rashi there, Rashi says that we have Avdei Kohanim Ayu or Tamam Akim B'Chalil. And I think Rabbeinu Gershon, if you go to the three lines from the bottom of Amud Yud on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, it says, Avdei Kohanim Ayu, look around a Gershom. Who were the Avadim of Kohanim? Mishar Umot. The Kohanim had slaves, foreign slaves. Right? They had slaves from other, like, I don't know where they came from Egyptian. Or Tan Mizamrim Beklishi, and they were the guys that were the musicians. They brought in foreigners to come and play what?
The first outsourcing,
yeah. Foreign labor, yeah, mamash, foreign labor.
They had better rhythm.
They had better rhythm. They brought in Africans. They brought in Africans. Right. Or Rastafarians. Right. So it says, Avdei Kohanim Ayu. Now the Gemara is like this. What do you mean, Avdei Kohanim? So now we've got three opinions in the Mishnah. We've got either Avdei Kohanim, which are Goyim, foreign nations, or we've got Yisraelim, Yuchasim. He said, as you marry the Yisraelim, especially Yuchas, or we've got Leviim. Okay? So now the Gemara is like this. Lema, Bahak, this is the Machloket. What's the Machloket? Three of Machloket. The mind of Rabbanim Ayu, those that were slaves, Kesavar, Ika, Shirbepe. They say, really, the Avoda of Shira is with your mouth. Ukli, Lipsume, Kalu, Davida. And why do they have music instruments? Just to accompany it, to make it a bit more pleasant. So therefore, there's not really Avoda in the playing of the music. We can have Goy, Lebavadi. Uman, Dama, Levim, Ayu, Kesavar, Kayu. And the side of the Machloket there who says, that we have to have that it was Levim, right? So we had Rabbi Meir said Avadim, Rabbi Yossi said the Meyuchasim, and Rabbi Chanina ben Antigone said the Levim, right? So the Levim, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigone, he would say, so Ikashir Bekli, he would say that really we have to have Kalim, sorry, the Levim to play the Kli, why? Because that is Shira. The Gemara says, but Tisbran, you think that's the answer? Because according to that, what Rabbi Yossi, Mike, what's Rabbi Yossi's story? If it's mainly Bepeh, then Avadim Sagi, we could enough to have Avadim. Why do we have to have Levi'im? Why do we have Yishal B'chuyucha? Sorry. And Ikasav Ikashir B'kli, so there should be Levi'im. So how does Rabbi Yossi possibly say it's Yisraelim? Does it work? On either side of the argument, either it's not Ikar at all, and therefore we can have Avadim. Why waste your time bringing Yishal B'chuyuchas? And if it's Ikashira, we have to have Levim. How do you have Yisraelim? So if you present that as the source of the Machloket, Rabbi Yossi is a difficulty for us. Someone says, no, L'orlam k'savar Ikashira b'peh. Really, Ikashira is b'peh. So why can we allow Avadim, or why call it Avadim? Why does Rabbi Yossi say we have to have Yisraelim Yuchasim? It says, v'acha b'ma'alin miduchan le'yuchasin u'lema'asot k'miflegai. What's going on over here? What does it mean, ma'alin? Ma'alin means, I think. I have difficulty understanding exactly what this means, but I think it means that if we see somebody who worked in the Beit HaMikdash doing this avodah of playing the kalim, not avodah, but playing the kalim, we can be pretty certain that A, he's a meyuchas, and therefore we've got no problem with our children marrying his children, because the fact that he got to work there in the first place, he wouldn't have got there without that yichas. And that would be if you say that it's a Yisraeli. And maybe we could, if we say it's a Levi, then we can have also no problem if we know that a guy worked in the band, just playing the musical instruments, we can definitely give him our Maaser Rishon. Okay? So that's the argument over here. In other words, there's an underlying chazoka here that he's a Levi. So that's the argument. Leyuchasin ulemashot. Leman damar avadim ayu. The side who says that they were avadim. Kesavar ein malin miduchan. Lo leyuchasin ulo lemashot. He said, listen, the fact that you play the musical instrument of the Mikdash is no proof for me of anything. You can't claim a yichus of Levim, and you can't claim a yichus for your children to marry my children, because you could have been a Levit. And Leman da Amar Levim are you in the side of the Machloket, Antigonus, who said it had to be Levim, Kesavar Malin Miduchan, Bein the Yuchas, Bein the Masor. He says, no, on the contrary, only people who are Levim can play the Kli by the Mikdash. And therefore, if he played a Kli, I can give him Maser, and I can marry him my children. Right? Uleman dama Yisraeli mayu. Rabbi Yossi, the Yisraeli mayu. Kesavar mali miduchan yichusin v'lo lamashot. He said, no. We can only prove yichus. We can't prove anything about mashot, because even Levim, even Yisraelim could do it. But if you're a Levi, you're a Levi miyuchas, and therefore you're a problem. So basically, we've got three ways of looking at it. Rabbi Meir says, avadim, said you can't prove anything. The fact that you were in the Beit HaMikdash playing keili means nothing. We brought you in from Africa off the back of a truck. We smuggled you in through the Egyptian border. You can't prove anything. You can't get trumot mashot. You can't get to marry my daughter. And on the other extreme, you'd be able to even give them mashot. Okay. Torah Rabbanan. Hashir ma'akev a korban, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that part and parcel of a korban is shir. No shir, no korban. The chachamim omrim, ain't a ma'akev. Chachamim said, nonsense. You can easily have a korban out of shir. Rabbi says, my time, Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Meir's reason? Now, you need to look here for the Mishnah Shas. Ot Gimel. Mishnah Shas there says like this. When we said my time Rabbi Meir, so he says Amar Rabbi Elazar. You have to add in there Amar Rabbi Elazar, right? It was, and he explains why, but it'll come clear to you in a second. Why Amar Rabbi Elazar? The Amar Kra ve'etna et alevim. He says why? Because we got a pasuk. Why do you have to have shira? He says because we got a pasuk ve'etna et alevim. What does it mean alevim? So over here, netunim la'arol levada mitoch bnei Yisrael, la'avod avodah bnei Yisrael, ba'ol moed l'chaper al bnei Yisrael. The Levim are there to do kapara b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yeh b'nei Yisrael negef, v'geshet b'nei Yisrael el ha-kodesh. Rather, I'm Yisrael, why don't have any negative against the kodesh? It's interesting, we're busy now. All of this is the parashas we're busy in now. You realize that we're busy now in with Korach. We're going to see another pasuk from our parasha today as well, from this week's parasha. All the parashot that we're busy with now are with the Levim and the whole story. Is all from now with the whole exchange of the Nevim and not having Negev and around Korach and the 250 people dying and the whole story. Veda Levim. Netunim la Rav Lav mitoch bnei Yisrael. Ulechaper al bnei Yisrael. So ma kapara ma kevet. Just like in order to do tshuva, you have to have kapara. Av shira ma kevet. So too with regards to shira, with a korban, just like for a korban, to do tshuva with your, you bring a korban, you have to do kapara. So to bring a korban, you have to do shira. So Rabbanan, how did Rabbanan say that it isn't ma'akev? Right, so what did Rabbanan say? Rabbanan say, ha'hu le'idach Rabbi Elazar. That's why you see the Mishnah Shas said, Amar Rabbi Elazar, da'amar kra. Rabbi Meir brings one limud of Rabbi Elazar. Chachamim learned from another limud of Rabbi Elazar. He says, instead we have to have Rabbi Elazar there, right? Now look at the Mishnah Shas there. He says, v'yalko b'ubazeh tavin, says the Mishnah Shas, when we read later on further close by, v'rabbanan ahu le'idach Rabbi Elazar. Why it says Rabbi Elazar? Hahu de'idach Rabbi Elazar. If we hadn't had Rabbi Elazar in the first answer in Meir, then what's the Gemara mean when it says hahu de'idach the other Rabbi Elazar's ma'amar? Now it makes sense. Rabbi Meir learns one Rabbi Elazar's ma'amar. Chachamim learn another of Rabbi Elazar's ma'amar. They're both based on what Rabbi Elazar said. Clear? Right? Any person got excited about that? Damn Rabbi Elazar. Ma kapara bayom, Af Shirabiyom. That's all they learned. They said, no, Rabbi Elazar says it. Just a korban is during the day, shiru during the day, korban during the day. Kavar, all nothing to do with ma'ak kavanot. Rabbi Yehuda, Amashmua. Now we've got a question coming up over here, which I think I marked off about 10 or 12 answers. 11 answers, I think. 11 answers. The Gemara said like this. Amar Yehuda Amashmuel, minayin de ikar shira mina Torah. Where do we know that shira is from the Torah? That ikar shira. There was mainly that the importance of it. I'll be honest with you. When the Gemara has to bring 11 answers, it means that it's very difficult to prove. When you got one good answer, then you got proof. When you got to start looking around and you'll see the Makorot, we start off with Tvarim, then we go into Tehillim, then we go back to Tvarim, then Shoftim, then back to Tvarim, then Divrei Hayamim, then to Bamidbar, then to Tehillim, then to Yeshaya, then back to Bamidbar, then we go as far as Shmot, and then we come back to Divrei Hayamim, and then we go to Bamidbar. We're bouncing around the whole of Tanakh here to try and find answers of where Ikar Shira is. Because the truth be told, there's nowhere in the Torah that it says that the Chach Levim have to sing. Remember this the other day, we had Rashi try to prove Avodat Avodah. Remember that? Rashi said Avodat Avodah. What is Avodat Avodah? Shira. No one knows. There's no real place where it says Levim must sing. And yet everyone says that Levim sang. Where's it from? Okay. What? Which is a good question. Why don't we say that? Because it clearly isn't. Otherwise, you would have, right? So, let's carry on. So, Minayin de Kashir Minat Torah. Shneimar, yeah, the first pasuk starts up. Yeah. This in Dvarim. V'sheiret, v'sheim Hashem Elohav, kachol echad halevim ha'omdim sham livnei Hashem. V'sheiret, served. Ezu sherut shebashem. So the Gemara says, what does it mean when you say sheiret v'sheim? We share, look at Rashi there. Shebashem. Shemaskirin bo shem shamayim. The sherut, when you serve and you mention shem shamayim. Right? Have omer zo shira. So there are those who say, this is shira. Someone said, what is it? Maybe va'emen nesiut kapai. Maybe sherut b'shem is not shira. It's actually called birkat koani. It was not kami. Why? Midichtiv, the next passage we wrote, l'sharet, l'sharto, u'levarech b'shmo. With regard to the kohanim, it says, v'sharet, l'sharto, u'levarech b'shmo, aliyom hazeh. So therefore it says, michlal, the birkat kohanim lo sherutu, because it says, l'varech. Right? And l'varech is clearly not. Jim, go back. We're going to jump around a bit. The Rabbeinu Gershom is printed all over the show. In this, not on the duff. Go back to your Amud Bet. Four lines up from the bottom of the very wide lines, towards the beginning of the line, it says Va'emen Nesiut Kapai Rabbeinu Gershom. It says the Kohanim Sheyesh Bahaskarat Hashem. The Pashtei the High Cry, but Kohanim Keti. This pasuk is clearly speaking about Kohanim, right? So maybe the Gamrina Minei. Bezman sheyom tov samuch leShabbat, when Yom Tov is close to Shabbos, bein levmilfane, but it was on Yom Tov is on Friday or on Sunday. Hayu kol haMishmarot shavin bechiluk lechem apani. All the Kohanim, the three, because there will be three Mishmarot. There will be Mishmar for the Yom Tov, Mishmar for Shabbos, and another Mishmar for the following Yom Tov. On either side, there will be two Mishmarot on either side. Right, there would be chiluk lechem apani. Shteimar v'chiyavo alevi mechad sharecha ma'asherah b'shar shekol yisrael dechsim shalach. This pasuk is from Birkat with Kohanim. Why do you think it is Levim? The Gemara says, no, it isn't Kohanim called Michlal, that the Kohanim is not Sherut. It was okay, so that was the first answer. Rav Matna gives his answer. We didn't know Ikar Shirim in the Torah, but Amar Mihachar from here, he's got his pasuk. And his pasuk comes from Tvari. Pasuk is Tachar Asher lo avalet ad Hashem lokecha, besimcha. You're in trouble if you don't serve b'tuv levav, b'simcha b'tuv lev. So we see here that you need to do avoda b'simcha b'tuv lev. Right? So ezuhu avoda she b'simcha b'tuv levav. What is avoda that's tuv lev, good heart and simcha? Have omer zo shira. The Gemara says no. Maybe that tuv lev and shira and simcha actually v'emedi v'torah. Maybe that's going to learn Torah. Going to learn Torah b'tuv leiv b'simcha. Dichti pikudah Hashem yesharim isamcha leiv. The pikudah Hashem yesharim. Those are basically the ones who learn Torah. Right? They are mesam chelev. Gemara says you're right. Mesam chelev ikre tuv lo ikri. They only call mesam chelev. They only got half of it, but not tuv. Tuv and simcha together is levim. And what's if ama bikurim? Let me query. Maybe over here, this is not about the shira over here. The shira is actually bringing bikurim. When you bring bikurim, look at Rashi. Ever bikurim? Vachyam akra tachat asher lo heveite bikurim. Because we're speaking over here, maybe we didn't bring bikurim, and therefore you weren't samach. It's all talk about having to bring bikurim with simchaleiv. Tichtiv esamachta bechol atov. Well, it says that tov ikri tov levav lo ikri. So we're being very medayek here on that. So comments. Arab natami nine. So now we're just sidetracking for a second on bikurim. So Amar Rav Matan Minayin Bikurim Shetun and Shehar. We know also that Bikurim as well needs Shira. Right? Look at Rashi. Minayin Bikurim Shetun and Shira. She'omrim Arumim Hashem Ki Didi Tani. Kedama Sechir Bikurim. It's a thing that we actually sing. So it says, Atya Tuv Tuv Mihacha. We learn the Gzera Shara from here. Ketiv Acha B'chol HaTov Yaseh B'chol HaTov. Ketiv B'Shira B'Simcha. And we now read. The Gemara is assuming now that we've proven that Shira is from Simcha V'Tuv Leiv. And if we're going to even learn the Gzera Shava from that to the other. But what's mind-boggling is it's only one of the 11 proofs. And we're really concluding that that is the proof to learn a Gzera Shava. Okay. Because Aini, how can you say that? But Rabbi Shmuel, Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yonatan, Minayim, She'elim, Shira, El, Alayai. You tell me that we bring, that we say Shira on Bikurim, and this Gzera Shava is from Simcha, V'tuv Levav. But we've got a Ma'amar that says you only bring, you don't say Shira only on Yain. And Yain is not Bikurim. Bikurim, we understand, because we have fruit. Basically, the wine over here is from the Tirosh, is the first wine. That's what Mesamech Elohim Vanashim. And we say, Manashim Mesamech, if it makes Elohim Bameh Mesamech, we know that wine makes people happy. What makes Hashem happy? Mikanch and Rim Shira, Elal Yayin. Seems to be that the Yayin is what makes us all happy, even Hashem, when we do the Sukha Yayin. And there you would say Shira. So, how do we say that Shira has to do with Bikurim? Bikurim is not Yain. The Gemara says that Mishkacha. We see Kedinah Yossi Pri Atamevi V'Atamevi Mashkin. Right? We might have thought that you only bring Pri for Bikurim, not Mashkin. Hevi Atamevi Medar Kamida. We know that you can also bring grapes and you can trample and make wine. Talmud Lamar Tavi. Right? Tavi Rashi Zaviyah Mikol Makom. I think Rashi says Tavi Mikol Makom. Am I making that up? Yes. Right. Ever you bring them, so you can also bring grapes and make wine. That's also considered a bikurim. You can bring wine as bikurim, and therefore you do say shira on bikurim. Okay, so now we go back to our question again. Where do we know ikashim la yain? Where do we know the ikashim la Torah? Chizki Amar. Chizki got his third answer now. Chizki Amar Mihacha. Uchnanyahu sar halevi'im. Let's look at the pasuk here. You can play on the words over here. It says Uchnanyahu Sar Levi'im, who was the chief of the Levi'im, Bamasa Yasor, Bamasa Ki Mevinhu. So Bamasa, when he carried Yasor, right? It says like this, Bamasa Ki Mevinhu, Al Tikri Yasor. Don't read it, the Mishra Rashat corrects that too with an to the Samach, right? Not to the Shin. So Al Tikri Yasor Ele Yashir. So while Bamasa he was carrying. Okay. Let you decide. I convinced you. All right. Now he has an interesting name. Balvotti. Bilvotti. Sounds like a French designer, right? Yes. Huh? Italian designer. Thank you. Balvotti. Right? So Hirashi says, Yashem Chacham. Right? He might have been Italian. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mehacha, he's got his own makor. Right? This is number four. La avod avodat avodah. Yeah, man, that was Rashi's. That's Rashi actually brings this in the brush. La avod avodat avodah. Ezu avodah shetchicha avodah. Heve omer zo shira. Look at Rashi there. Chizkiya bavoti shecham shira tzarich avodat korban. Shere neymar el alayayin shulizchei korban kirtiv utkatem bechatzot al olotechem. Okay, so that's this is actually Rashi brings this in the pasuk on the Chumash. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Miachar. Rabbi Yitzchak got his fifth answer. Amar Miachar says, "Suzimra utnutof, raise up your tunes and play the drums. Kinor na'imim navel, and play your different harps." You know, we said nevel, a kinor. We said a kinor. You had a picture the other day of a kinor looking like a violin, right? But I saw over here that the Machon HaMikdash says kinor is like a type of a harp. And I saw in this morning in Robert's book that translate the kinor there as a lyre, L-Y-R-E. And when you look up lyre on Wikipedia, you get like a type of a harp.
Guitar.
But look there, there. That's what I wanted to see. That's the picture. Right?
Basically, he gives all the different options.
Okay, so it could be like a kinnor like we know it.
Or a drum.
Or a drum. Right, we saw Rashi also took like a bit of a drum.
That's like the harp. And right. Like the bagpipe.
Bagpipe, okay. Because the Machon HaMikdash, they have it as a type of a harp, like a harp that goes like this, right. You know, like a, as opposed to a triangular one. Okay.
The Museum of Music.
What? The Museum of Music. I haven't been there. And how do they have it there?
It's a symbol.
Okay, so that's so the question is it, the question is, would it be in a band or in an orchestra? I don't know, they're both string, actually. They're both string, hey? So they've both been orchestra. Okay, let's go. Okay, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amiach, he's got his number six. He says, Yisu kolam yaronu begon Hashem tzahalu ma'im. Rashi says, Yeh tzahalu ma'im. Yitzhalu b'shir beit ha-migdash yoter mitzalat yamsuf. Okay, they sang more in the beit ha-migdash than they do on yamsuf. Okay, that's another answer. V'tana ma'iti l'mei. We've got a brighter that brings the eighth answer. Tzahalu ma'acha. Ulivnei kahat lo natan ki avurat hakodesh alehem bekatef yisav. So the pasuk there says, which pasuk is that? Mem. Ulivnei kahat lo natan ki avurat hakodesh alehem bekatef yisav. So the Gemara says, the brighter says as follows. So kahat, they got this avurat hakodesh, and on their shoulder they carried. The Gemara says, the mashmash nema mikatef. Any Odash Yisau, for the fact that it said their shoulder, obviously, I know they carry. What were they doing on their shoulder? They're not carrying. So, Matamud Yisau, Ein Yisau, El Lashon Shira, Vechen Omer Se'u Zimra Ututof. Okay, Yisau means raise up your voice. So, it says that Kahat, they carried and they raised their voice. So, that's where we learn this thing from. Omer, Yisuklam Yironanu, the same idea. Hanania ben Achira Rabbi Yoshua says, Miacha, he's got his ninth answer. Moshe Raber, Va'elohim Ya'aneinu Bekol. So, that we know, that's the famous Brocha from Masechet Bracha. That's where we learn the whole idea of Elam Meturgeman. The Meturgeman can't raise his voice louder than the guy who's reading, and with Pirkei Hamazon and all that. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu Elam Meturgeman Kol Al Iskei Kol. Look at Rashi. What was Moshe Hashem answering about? Shaya Mitzavehu LeShorer LeFi. Look at this Rashi. Amazing Rashi. Come, you got to read this Rashi. LeFi She Moshe Levi Haya. So God was telling him, Moshe, you got to sing? Okay. Rav Ashi Amar Miacha. Rav Ashi's got the 10th answer. Rav Ashi says, Miacha, Vayehi ke'echad le'mechatzachim le'meshorim la'shmi'a kol. Okay, so he's got also, Vayehi ke'echad le'mechatzachim, that's blowing the trumpets, u'le'meshorim and the singing la'shmi'a kol. La'shmi'a kol echad. Rav Yonatan Amar Miacha. Yonatan's got 11th answer. V'lo yamutu gam haim gam atem. This is brilliant because this is actually, we read it this morning, we looked in Rashi this morning. This is in this week's Parsha, this Pasuk. Right? And the Pasuk over here, this is exactly the story after the 250 people died with the Tamar Ram and Korach. So they came to moan to Hashem. Right? Are there many often to keep it up there? They came to complain, and Moshe Hashem then gave another sign after he had wiped out a plague. And they brought each brought their mateh, and they got the tzitz. And then Hashem said, and then they panicked, and they came to Moshe and cried and said, when are we going to stop dying? Amishel, if we're going to go to the Mikdash, we can die. Hashem basically changed the whole order. And said, you're right, the Yisraelim will stay away, the Levi'im will come in and do the avodah, they have certain things which they can do, which they can't do. The Levi'im will get their jobs finally defined, the Kohanim will get their jobs finally defined, and the Kohanim will be the ones who will be Yisu et avonot Beit HaMikdash. They basically become the ones that take all the risk now in the Beit HaMikdash. Not the Levim, not the Yishu. Everyone gets defined. This is the pasuk. What do you want to read there, Manny? So here it is. Rabbi Natan Omer Mihacha, Belo Yamutu Gam Haim Gam Atem. Right. So that is. That's Bamidbar Yudchet Amur Pasukimul. That's Mamash Korach in Chamishi. Okay, so he says, yeah. What does it mean? V'lo yamutu v'gam atem. V'lo yamutu gam atem. Ma atem ba'avodat mizbeach. Afheim ba'avodat mizbeach. Just like you, the Kohanim. Rashi says there. Ma atem a Kohanim akai akraf. Talking about the Kohanim. I lost my place here. So afheim ba'avodat mizbeach. Afheim. Right. What does it mean? Afheim. Afheim is Halevim, Bavodat Mizbech, says Rash second wide, large rush at the top there. Avalevim, Lumishkacha Devim, Kshay Bavodat Mizbech, Eleb Shir, and one of them is Levim doing the Shir, only do Shir. Right, the Gwen brings a bright time in Hachi, Velo Yamutu Gamahem Gamatem, right, and you won't die either, right? Atem Beshelahem, what does it mean, Velo Yamutu Gamahem Gamatem? Atem Beshelahem, Vahem Beshelahem, if you do their work, says Rashi. Right, if Kohanim start singing, or Levi Shavar Mizbeach Kohen, if a Levi goes and starts doing avodah on the Mizbeach, b'mita yuchayev mita. However, Haim b'shelahem, if they do the, within their work, right, they make change. We'll see the second one that means einan b'mita ela ba'azara. It's only enough. It's a azara only. Look at Rashi, loy parish lan. See that Rashi over there. My Azara. So basically, we're not sure exactly what it means in Azara, says Rashi. But just, you've got to take, unfortunately, you've got to go to Rabbeinu Gershom over the page. Now, hold on. Where's Rabbeinu Gershom? I told you that's all mixed up over here. Is it on mute as well? I can't find Rabbeinu Gershom. I can maybe we'll just skip out the Rabbeinu Gershom. It's a great pity because it. Where is it? On Yud Aleph Amud Bet? Where? Which Amud? Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're right. On the page. Haim b'shelahem. Klomar sheshinu avodot. Avodotam. Kagon here. It's about 10 lines down on the actual Rabbeinu Gershom. Right? What does it mean? Haim b'shelahem, the Levim. Klomar sheshinu avodotam. Kagon sho'er. One of the guards, the gatekeepers. Shesharar. Went to sing. Or meshorer, or a singer, sheshier, went to God. Einan ele ba'azara here. Rabbeinu Gershom says, belav. That's what he says. Rashi is not sure what the azara is. Rabbeinu Gershom says it's the love. So you see an interesting thing, that the Levim were dedicated in their jobs, and they couldn't change their jobs. So the issue from the Torah, they weren't chayv mita. But if a kohen did a Levi's job, or Levi did a kohen's job, they chayv mita. Okay? So that's basically, the proof of here is that it is, that is their singing. Now, the Gemara sidetracks a bit from this brighter, because once we brought the brighter, so now we just said a second ago, azara. Now, the Gemara Rabbi says, no, naktinan, we've got a mesorah. That a meshorah, sheshiel, v'shel chaveiro, if a lady who was a sing man, a song, what do you call it, a musician, and he went to help his friend out, singer. Who was a what?
Singer.
Thank you. Yeah, singer, right? And he went to help out his friend who was a god, a gatekeeper. B'mita! And you're telling me now over here that it is only an azara. Funny, this morning when we were learning Rashi, there was somebody here, Zachariah, we learned Rashi, he said to me, no, it's wrong. He says, the Yosachai of Mita, even if a lady changes or whatever the case was. Now, he wasn't making it up, as the Gemara in Megillah says it. But our Gemara brings, not the word from Megillah, but actually says over here, he has the brighter that says Yuchai Mita. Shneimar v'achonim lifnei amishkan kaimim lifnei olam moed v'chule v'hazar krev yumat. Ma'azar, ilem azar, if it's a zar mamish like a Yisraeli or like a Tivchal, we already know that in Levavi Yitzchal Azimna, ila lav zar dota avoda. It seems like an avoda, like that avoda. So it seems over here from this brighter that Taka, he would write that if a Levi does switching within a Levi, then he'd be Chayiv Mita. But we just saw a second ago that you only chayev love. So the Gemara says, "Mate, that was Abaya." Abaya says, "No, we got a brighter, or naktina, we got a mesora, right? Naktina, we got a mesora that is chayev mitzvah." So the Gemara brings a brighter now as a kashia on Abaya. "Mate, mesora sheshier meshuar shesherer." If you were a singer and you went to God, or a God and went to sing, enan b'mitzvah ba'azara, right? He seems to contradict Abaya, and it seems more like. What upright that we learned, the Gemara says Tanai here. It's actually Machloket Tanai. The Tan, we got a brighter. Ma seb Rabbi Yehoshua bar Chananya. Right, let's take a second look at Rashi over here. You see where it says there, Ha Ketiv Charezimna, that Rashi there, in Lam Hagot Habach? You all got it?
Yep.
So if you look two lines down, there's no idea what it says, Rabbi Yehoshua v'Yochanan ben Gudgada, Levi'im Hayu. They were Levi'im. Yochanan ben Gudgada Savar, he thought, Meshorer Sheshoer, if a singer goes to do guarding, he's the mita. Keshu Megif Levado, When would he do that? If he goes to do guarding, Megifya means he manages the doors on his own. In other words, you only chayav mita if there was a doorman and you were a singer and the doorman goes and you go and become the doorman. Right? V'gazru rabbanan b'mesayaya. And Chachamim said, even if you go and help your doorman, it's asur as a derabana. When you chayav mita, if you're the only man there, but if you go and help him, that's not an isur door, right? You're chayav mita, it's an exera. Delo leiti lemeh v'adachol. You're not going to come work on your own. Rabbi Yoshua Savar, says Rashi, and Rabbi Yoshua said, no. Afilu ki avid lechuda, even if you go and do the job. Einu ele ba'azara, it's only Azara, v'lo gaz rabbanan b'masaya, and rabbanan didn't even worry about you helping. So he says, to help, you can go help. Just as exera, to work on your own. And the other Gurgurgita said, no. To help is exera, you can't even go help. And if you work on your own, you chayav mita. So we can see the two sides of the machloket, right? So let's go back in the Gemara. So the Gemara is like this. What's our brighter? Ma se Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Chananya, shehalach l'sneya b'hagafat glatot etz Rabbi Yochanan in Gurgida. Now Gurgida was the more machman. He thought that good that you can come help me, it's Israel, right? Amalo b'ni. So Gurgida said to Rabbi Yeshua bar Chananya, b'ni, chazol l'achorecha, turn away, go back. You're treading dangerously. Sheata min ha-meshorim, v'lo min ha-meshorim. Because you're a singer, not a guardsman. So Gemara says, why did Rabbi Yeshua bar Chananya think he could come and help him? So he says, my love, isn't this the machloket? Tomorrow, Savar Mitahi, Rav Gurgid, the thought was Chai Mita. The Gazu bar Rabbanan, even if you come in Messiah. Umar Savar and Rav Yechanania, Ben Yoshua Ben Chananya thought, Azarahi, it's only in Azara, Velo Gazu bar, and they aren't Gozer if you come in to help. It's only in Azara to do it on your own. Gemara says, no. And that's why we can see here now that the machskona of this Gemara is that not like the Mesorah that you Chai Mita, but that it's Nazara. Look at the Kula Alma Azarahi. Gemara says everybody agrees actually Azara. Mar Savar Messiah Gazru Bei Rabbanan. Umar Savar Lo Gazru Bei Rabbanan. So the machlok between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gurgida is just whether allowing us is a Rabbanan, not Chayabita, but only a Gzaira. Okay, let's end the sugya. Now the Gemara starts a new question. Which really takes us to the end of the Amud. So by Rabbi Avid, olat nidvat tzibur. So an ola, which is a nidvat tzibur, not a chova. Right? It was not like a what do you call it every day? We have the korban tatamid. It's an olat tatamid. That's a chova, right? There's no nidava there. You got to do it. But an olat nidava, look at Rashi. Rashi says, kagon keitz hamizbeach. Remember keitz hamizbeach? There wasn't korbanot, but like the mizbeach being empty. So we had kites with them. We learned this before plenty of times. We saw it in Menachos, in Chulim, we saw it in Zvach, all over the place, right? Shenotnim, there was these shaba mina shofarot. Those were like the big kitties that they had in the Beit Hamikdash. Shenotnim, behind maor, people put their money there from motar chata to motar asham. The person set aside money to go and buy a korban chata, a korban asham, and ended up buying it for much cheaper. So he took his change and he put the change into these shofarot, into these boxes, and these boxes were then basically the petty cash for the Beit HaMikdash to come and buy korbanot when they weren't korban in the Beit HaMikdash. And that's called the Nidvat Tzibur. Okay, so it's a Nidava on behalf of the Tzibur. The money comes from the Tzibur. And that's an Olat Nidvat Tzibur. So the question is, an Olat Nidvat Tzibur, does it Teuna Shira or Eino Teuna Shira? Look at the Shita Mekubetzet there, Ot Vav. It says Gilion Taima, he added to Nashir. It's a surprise. What do you mean added to Nashir? Ech matzinu shir betoda. Right? Where do we find that we do a shir with a toda? To ain toda ba chova. There are no todas that come chova. And he says over here, he's speaking here, v'yesh lomar de mishkachada betoda haba kesher musifin ala ir va'azara. When they enlarge the town, or if they enlarge the city of Jerusalem, if they enlarge the Beit HaMikdash area, they had a ceremony and they brought a korban toda. And then there would have been a toda, which was a chova, right? But anyhow, so he says, yeah, this nidvat tzibur, he got a kasha. Now, look at Tosfot as well for a second. Olat nidvat tzibur to nashir. He says, Tosfot says, yeah, kagon olat kaitz. Aval de yachid, he says, but an ola of a yachid, afilu chovato ain tuuna nechas nesachim, right? It's the Mishnah Shas in a different version, ain tuuna shira. But I think the reason why Tosfot says you ain tuuna nesachim is because you do the shira. We saw that the shira is on the yayin, and we learned the previous amud. We said that with the bikurim, and we said that with the whole thing with bikurim, you do tuuna. The shira is on the yayin. The yayin basically is the trigger for the shira. You wouldn't do it. Okay, so that's got a pretty good idea, and that we'll be speaking about. The Gemara says, does this nidvat tzibur ta'un shira or not ta'un shira? So the Gemara says, okay, we got a pasuk. Olotechem amar rachmana. What does it mean, olotechem? The pasuk clearly says, avia uve yom simchatchem, uve muadechem, uve rashay chodshechem, utkatem b'chatzotrot, your brother shofers, al olotechem, on your olot, v'al zivchei shalmechem. So what do you mean, olotechem? Amar rachmana, achat olat chova, v'achat olat nedava. What do we care if it's a nedava or a chova? The Torah says, olotechem, and all your olot. Maybe not, or do you ever know? Maybe olotechem. What's olotechem? Techulu Yisrael ka'amar rachmana. Only when it is all of Am Yisrael, and it is a chova, and it would be not nedava. Let's look at Rashi over there. Olotechem, utkatim mechatzot olotechem, v'haynu shira. Right? So basically, you do shira, and we see over there that on your olot we have shira, and you would have to do it. So that's going to be a bright to try. Do we do it in a dava or any nechova? Toshma. Vayomer Chizkiyahu. So now we got a pasuk over here. Right? This pasuk over here comes from Divrei Hayamim. Vayomer Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was the king. He says, La'alot ha'ola la'mizbeach. Bring the ola unto mizbeach. And when you start the Ola, Hechel Shir Hashem starts singing, V'achatzotzot, V'aydei Kli David Melech Yisrael. Right? Amazing that. Imagine that Chizkiyahu says, use the kelim of David Melech Yisrael. It's quite mind-boggling. It's amazing. No matter how hard Shlomo was, Bill worked with him, and still called clay David. Now you see that, eh? David still gets all the credit. It's unbelievable. Anyhow. So now, Chizkiyahu says, La'alot ha'ola, hi Shira, my Avidata. So now what was the Shira? What was it doing? Elaim the Olat Chova. If it was an Olat Chova, so Lamalayim Luchay. Why do they have to go and start asking questions for Chizkiy to say, start playing the Shir? If it's a Chova, what do you mean Chizkiy to tell us for? You got a Korban Chova. Shir! It's Pashut. And alav the Olat Nedava. And this seems to be proof, says the Gemara. There was an olat nedava, and they discussed it, and the answer came back. Right, look at Rashi there, elalav nedava, it's in line with the Rabbeinu Gershom there, top of Rabbeinu Gershom. V'nimlach im yishoreru, he went to ask the Kohanim or the Chacham, whatever, if they should sing, uchetiv hachel shir Hashem shehoru lo beitin leshorer. Chizkiyahu wasn't sure what to do, it was olat nedava, it must be olat nedava, because that's chove, he would have to ask a question. And the beitin said, yes, sing. And there's your answer. That Olat Nedava is Chayev Shira.
Wasn't it Chizkiyahu
that
said he didn't say Shira and that's why he wasn't
becoming the Mashiach? Very good. It's a nice play on the Shiria, but maybe not this case over here.
Yeah, I agree. He
didn't say Shira when he won a war, when he was successful in battle.
Yes, he didn't
give Shira. Right. Very nice. Okay. So now Rabbi Yosef doesn't like it. Rabbi Yosef, law. Nothing to do with that. You can't bring any proof from here. Olat, look at this. It's actually, when you start thinking about even the Hava Amina of the Gemara, I think it's mind-boggling. Listen to the Gemara's question. It says, no, it wasn't that. It was Rosh Chodesh Hava. It was actually Rosh Chodesh. Right, look at Rashi there. Olat Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf Hava. We're discussing the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh here with Chizkiyah. What was his question, Chizkiyah? Mi hukvar Rosh Chodesh bizmanod likarev olo. His question was, he goes to Beit, he's still debating, what's Rosh Chodesh set on the proper day? Is today Rosh Chodesh so we can bring a Musaf? And they said to him, yes it is, okay, go bring the Musaf and do Shira. Well, the king asking the Beit if it was set the proper Rosh Chodesh or not. Right? So, Amar Lei Abaya. And Abaya says, what do we mean? Amar Tachi, how can you even say this? Bahakativ, firstly he says, I mean, I answer my question is, why would we have such a Havamina? But second is Abaya, v'hakativ, the context of that pasuk is b'yom shisha asal l'chodesh harishon, was on the 16th of Nisan. Where's Rosh Chodesh? B'yom yechizkiyahu, lo ta'olah, the Gemara basically merges a few psukim, it's not really written like that, right? Ela amra mi bread rabieva. What was really going on over here? Keves haba im haomer. Korban haomer, when is the omer? Lemochrot haShabbos. Lemochrot haShabbos is the 16th of Nisan. So there's a keves haomer. You bring with the omer a keves. Now, what was his question? Look, can we buy Elehu? Right? The Shita actually adds in keves haba im haomer hava. And he's asking, "Mi kavar Rosh Chodesh bizmano?" What was his question? Was Rosh Chodesh really set on the proper day? Delikarev olo. In other words, is today the 16th? Do I bring the korban omer? Was Rosh Chodesh the set properly that today is the 16th? Now, what's the obvious question? Yeah, come on, everyone. What's the question? Pesach. What do you mean today the 16th? Did you eat matzah yesterday or not? Did you bring a korban Pesach 2 days ago or not? What are you saying? Was Rosh Chodesh on the right day or not? Right? So now, Makif la Rav Avis. Rav Avis says, what are you talking about? Velich zei Pesach. Look at what happened yesterday. See, what do you mean it wasn't Rosh Chodesh? See what happened on Pesach. Right? Matzah hechi achil. Did they eat matzah? If they ate matzah, you know there was a right day. Right? Ela Amar Rav Ashi. So Ashi says, no. What's going on over here? It's got nothing to do with it whatsoever. It's none of these things at all. Right, look at Rashi. I'm Rav Ashi. Had the mimnach. In fact, what was he asking questions for? He wasn't asking permission. Not out of doubt. Lo mishum de mesap kelei. Not if he was any doubt. The vada hu for Rosh Chodesh mano. Obviously, Rosh Chodesh was the right day. Ela rishuta hu de kenasim. He was just being a gentleman, and he went to ask permission. It's amadi ul musar heskel. Yeah, even the king, he went to ask permission. Right, and look at the Gemara's example. Midi da hava shlichet de tzibur de mamnich. Like a shaliach tzibur. Look at Rashi. The venasi rishut. You're asking permission if you can daven or not. Right? Now Rabbeinu Gershom, I think this Rabbeinu Gershom is over the page. Yeah. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. Quick, turn over the page. Like in the, about halfway through the narrow lines. While the lines are still narrow. It says here, Demimlich lota rishut kodem sheyamodit palel. A shaliach tzibur, before he asked, before he davens, mipnei kavod hatzibur. Out of kavod tzibur, he says, can I daven? Af hani nami, so to hear, mishum kavodo shel melech natlu rishut mimenu. Okay, so it's a little different, Rabbi Gershom. They came to the king to get permission from the king. It wasn't the king was asking from Beitin. Right, turns it around. Right, hashtad ati dahachi, so wait a second. If you come so far, and we've got to the stage where we're just basically talking about permission here. We're not already proving anything. Afilu taimo lat chova. You can go back and say that original korban, we try to prove that it must have been a korban reshut because he wouldn't be asking permission for a korban chova because of pashut. He said, no, it was just decency and just kavod atzibur. So say even a korban chova. Maybe we just guys basically saying, you know what, we know what taloch is. But anyhow, it's a nice thing to say, can we bring the korban? Do we do Shira? And I said yes. All the other way around. In other words, you can't really prove anything. That's what Rashi says there. It was a korban tamid. It was just a nicety. So he says, Amru. So it couldn't have been that. Why couldn't it have been korban tamid? So it's amazing. Look at the Gemara. Amru, why? So he says, Midi dehava shtichot. Toshma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megalgrin zchut liyom zakai, v'chova liyom chaya. We see there's a Mesorah. We got a bright thing. It says Megalgrin zchut liyom zakai. Good days that are good days, more things happen good on them, and things that are bad days, bad things. We know Tisha B'Av is a bad day, right? We see the whole of the Jewish history. What happened on Tisha B'Av? On the other hand, he says, look at Rashi. Yeah, Megalgrin zchut liyom zakai. Benisan nigalu, benisan atidin nigael. Nisan's a good man. Right? Liyom zakai amru kashicha ben arishona oto ayom Tisha B'Av aya. When the first Baruch Shem was Tisha B'Av. Umotzei Shabbat haya. Look at Rashi. Wasn't Motzei Shabbos at night? Rashi says, yeah, Motzei Shabbos, Echad B'Shabbos, Sunday. Umotzei Shvit haita. And it was Umotzei Shvit Shmini. It was the 8th year of the Shmita. It was the 1st year of the new Shmita year. Umishmarto Shed Yehoriv haita. It was that Mishmar. Vayu Kohanim Ulevim Umnim Aduchanan Vomim Shira. He had the Gemara Shvita that was singing Shira. Uma Shira, what did they say? Right, the Shira that they said, he's from Tehillim, Vayashev Aleihem et Avonam, et Onam. Over atam yatzbitem yitzav Hashem lokeinu. So it says, "Vayeshev aleihem et onam ratim yistem." Veloi speaku lomar yatzbitem Hashem lokeinu. Right, that God yatzmit ad sheba oivim bekavshum v'chein b'shnasoy to the second one. So now the Gemara says over here, but high shira my avidatay. We're discussing now, when we said it was just basically that he got, we haven't solved anything, right? Because the Moses could even be Chova, so we haven't really answered anything. And when I got this right, it seems like a bit of a sidetrack, we're going to come back into the point. So what avoda were they doing there when this, what avoda were they doing with this Kohanim, the Levim were singing? If you say they were singing because of Olat Chova, it can't be, right? Mi Havai, how could it be? Beyud Zayin Betamuz Batera Tamid. This we're talking now about Tisha B'Av. Already Shivasar B'Tamuz, a couple of weeks ago, they already stopped doing Korban HaTamid. So they couldn't be doing Shira on Korban HaTamid, right? And Olat was Olat Nedava. Maybe it was Olat Nedava. He has proof for us now that we do Shira on Olat Nedava. Okay? The Gemara of Tisbara, and that makes sense. You think that's the answer? Look at Rashi of Tisbara. To Shira Gemura Havia, he Shira al Korban. Vashir Decha B'Shabbos. Well, when do we say that the Khurban took place? On Sunday. Right? Opening his Siddur, what's the Shira for Sunday? Le David Hashem. La Hashem, La Hashem Ratzum Lohat, Evo Sheva. Right? Mizmor, what's it? Le David Mizmor, thank you. Right? That's the Shira. Look at Rashi, it says, Vetisbra, Mashna Adlat Chuvala, Vemashna Adlivah, Hailok, I said, wait, hold on. I lost my place. Vechem, I sure do. Ine medulat chova mi ha vidana elav do nirava. But tisbra mashna adulat chova lo havai. Umashma says over the bit. Look at Rashi's vetisbra. The shira gemura avia he shira al korban. Vashir dechar b'shabbes la shem arutum loa. Kama b'rosh Hashana. V'hai kra. What was it? We just quoted and say. What were they saying? B'mizmor el nekmot Hashem shu shir shiom revi b'shabbes. The you just told me what the pasuk you quoted comes from the tefillah of revi. You tell me the chumah was on your rishon. Something's wrong over here. It couldn't have been that Shira. The Gemara says, Mashna adlat chovad lo havai, umashma adlat nedavid havai. But now again, right, you said as well, right, that they had cancelled the Korban, the Olat HaTamid. Umashna adlat nedavid havai. Is there a Rashi on that? There's no Rashi on that, right? Hi, Sigalo Kasher. No, you're right. Basically, the Gemara's question here is, how can it be? Right? You told me they were batel the Korban. So what's the difference if they batel the Korban? Why were they batel the Korban? Because they never had any animals. So how come they had animals? If they never had animals for Chove, why is there also the Dava? What's the Halo Kasher? Ben Bakar ikrai ba'almahu ditramirahu. Maybe just like a Ben Bakar, some stomach animal which couldn't be brought as an Ola, they could bring as a nadava. I'm Rav Ashi, Vetisbara. Right? So now comes that. So Rashi basically skipped out that question. Now this is the Vetisbara. Sorry. I skipped all the Rashis. I thought it was kind of completely wrong here. Look at the Rashis there. Umashta olat David Havai. Halo lo ayu kvasim mitzurim. They never had kvasim. Versus the halo kashia. Bakar ba'al mitrameh. She'enu ra'ui letamid va'ui lo olat nadava. I knew I wasn't making it up there, right? That's right. And then the Rashi said, "Betisbara." And then we said, "How can it be?" Shir de yomei dashim arushum ra. V'yashim v'neim et odam b'shir arba b'shabbos. It's a different. With me, but it's a different tefillah. So ele aile ba'al mahu de nafalehu b'pumai. Says no. That Ilya, Rashi says, is a kina. What they were davening when they had the churban, they were saying kinot. It wasn't the shira. We can't prove anything from this. That wasn't shira. This was churban. That was kina. Baha Omdin al Duchanan. The Brachas said that. How can you say that? It says Omdin al Duchanan. What does it mean? Omdin al Duchanan. Duchanan means they were standing on a stage. Rashi says there. Come in, it's the Baya. There was a platform, and the Levim were there singing. So it says no. Kedresh Lakish to Amar Omer Shira Shelo ala Korban. You know what? You're right. Nothing will be talking about. It's not a kina. It's actually shira. But they weren't korbanot because they stopped the korbanot already on Shivasar B'Tamuz. How can they say Shira? You can even say Shira without a korban. So the Gemara says, Iyachi, that's the case. Bolat Nevada Namidami. What's your havamina? If you can say Shira without a korban, then why are we going to have a minute? You can't say Shira for a Nadava. If you can even say Shira without a korban, then you can definitely say Shira with a Nadava. So the Gemara says, no, nafik mina churbi. If you allow that to happen, then you start having destruction. Why? Right? He says, no. When is it a korban, it's easier to say they do shira. Because when we do shira, because it's a reshut, you're allowed to do it, you can, you can't. If you start allowing people to do shira when there's a olat nedava out of reshut, they'll start thinking even on Olat Chova is only a reshut to sing, not a Chova to sing. Therefore, we make a complete distinction. Okay, so God says, "My Havah Elah." So, by the Tachlis story, what's the end of the story of that? What's the Halacha? Well, brings a bright to Tosh Benetani Rabbi Mariah Berei Rav Kahana Al Olotechem. We're asking the question, "My Havah Elah." In other words, on a Korban Nedava, do you or don't you bring? Look at Rashi, "My Havah Elah." The Bayid Rav Abba, I mean, question, do you say Shira on it Nadava or not? So he says, the Tanya Rabbi Mari Bered Rav Kahana, Alotechem, Azivchei Shlamechem, Ma Ola Kodesh Kodashim, Af Shlamim Kodesh Kodashim, Uma Shlamim Koveyahem Zman, Af Ola Koveyahem Zman. Look at that Rashi very quickly. Ma Ola Amurim Vakam Kodesh Kodashim, the Einacha Ola Kodjim Kalim, Af Shlamim Amurim Kan to Unim Shir. Basically, the bottom line is if you do say Shir or a Nadava.